Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. With the arrival of fall is the return of the Brown Bag Concert Series. The weekly outdoor concert sponsored by the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council gets underway this Wednesday. Dropping by with a preview of this month's lineup is Council Member Georgia Street. Georgia, welcome.
Good morning. It's always fun to be here. Thank you.
It's good to see you. And wow, what a way to start the Brown Bag Concert Series for the fall. The Sounds of the Emerald Isle get underway this week. A lead-in performance of the Celtic Festival.
Isn't that great? We're going to have Martin de Cogan back with us. You know, he's the good Irish boy that we all loved. I told him he doesn't even have to perform. He can just stand up there and talk. I love his accent. But he's, you know, he's a storyteller.
Yeah.
He's a songwriter. He's an actor. He's just a complete package, a great entertainer. And what a great way to start Brown Bag.
Yeah, the following week, October 9th, a newcomer to the series, but known in some circles around town, Gray Reisinger.
Isn't that great? We're going to have Gray Matter. I'm so excited about having them. He's going to be joined by his friend, Mark Allen Dooley, who plays the lead guitar. And they like the Grateful Dead and the Hawks. And it's going to be a really rocking concert. And they have a great following. So we're so excited to have them.
Yeah. The following week, it's Ricky Pittman who's going to be stopping by, a name familiar to many.
Ricky's very versatile, too. He's also an author. And he has a brand new book that he is going to give away. So we're going to have a drawing on the day that Ricky is with us.
Oh, good deal.
Won't that be fun? Everybody loves a drawing. Yep. So he'll bring his new book and someone will walk away with a brand new book by author, professor, etc.
Yeah.
Ricky Pittman.
A lot of trades there. Well, tell us about the other performances that are going to be rounding out the month
of October.
Then
we're going to have Sherry Allen and John Baccarini. They're going to be doing everyone's favorite Broadway songs. Everybody always loves that. So it's great to have
time to sing along.
Yes, time to sing along and dance and just have a great time. And then we're going to close out with a fabulous concert with Rod Payne, Lisa Spann, and the music legend Gigi Shin. So we've got a great lineup. You know, we have 5 Wednesdays this October, mm-hmm. and normally we save that 5th Wednesday for a rain date. But now that our wonderful friends at First Baptist Monroe downtown have offered their community room, we have an alternate plan.
Right.
So we were able to go ahead and schedule 5 rather than having a rain Wednesday. Yes. And I hope it's not going to rain tomorrow.
Hopefully not. Speaking of Gigi Shin, is this his first time?
First time to do Brown Bag. So excited because, you know, he's so busy and he's, you know, such a famous musician. We're just so Rod Payne was able to pull this off for us and we're just thrilled to have them join us.
Yeah, longtime entertainer, so looking forward to that.
Yes, won't that be exciting?
Well, of course, with the Brown Bag Concert Series, refreshments and seating for the performances always taken care of.
We have hot cookies straight from the oven provided by True Care Home Health. And our friends at First Baptist downtown Monroe do lemonade and tea, which is wonderful. And then the City of Monroe provides chairs. CenturyLink, Community Trust are also sponsors for Brown Bag. So it really is, you talk about the community effort. It really is a community effort to do this. And we're so, so grateful that we can provide this free concert for our community so that they can come and hear local talent and support them in their endeavors.
Yeah. Tell us about that. On the selection of familiar as well as some new artists featured in the series coming up, and I guess in the hopes of attracting a diverse audience?
Right. Yeah. We try to have something different so that we will encourage different people to come. It's always so exciting when we have a new performer come and we get a totally different crowd of people. And that's what it's all about. And you know, it's on a Wednesday. It's just a great break in the middle of the week. Come at lunchtime from 12 to 1 and enjoy the sunshine, if the sun is shining, and enjoy the great music and the fellowship with your, you know, with your friends and neighbors. And we encourage everyone to come. Bring your Brown Bag lunch and then have dessert and beverage provided for you and just have a great time.
Yeah. If you haven't been to the Brown Bag concerts, they are located in Anna Grano Park.
They are. Anna Grano Park is located right across the street from St. Francis Medical Center, right across the street from the courthouse. And so it's just a lovely venue.
What are some of the positives you see with the Arts Council in the partnership with the community and events like this, because it's done twice a year, really a great opportunity to kind of bring people together at different times during the year.
It really is. And the one thing that we want our community to recognize and appreciate the talent that we have here. And so Brown Bag has really caught up. You know, this concert itself has been booked for a year because people come to me and say, you know, I love Brown Bag and I would really like to perform for you. And that's exciting that people recognize the value of it and they want to be a part of it.
Lots of great things going on. When we talk about that and future goals with the Arts Council and wanting to provide events like this to the area.
Well, the Arts Council, you know, we are really blessed in Monroe. Tommy Usry is the CEO of our Arts Council, and he does such a beautiful job, and he has wonderful ideas for the future and has just really brought our Arts Council to the forefront. He's asked to chair a state committee once again because he did such a good job with that.
Right.
So, and be on the lookout. The Arts Council's got some really great fundraising ideas coming up that the community is going to really, you know, flock to. Yeah.
Well, when we talk specifically, Georgia, about the Brown Bag Concert Series, a lot of community partners getting involved in this to make it happen.
Right. That is true. Like Community Trust and CenturyLink.
And, of course, it all gets underway coming up Wednesday. And as we mentioned, it's going to be rain or shine.
Rain or shine, we will have Brown Bag. We will either be, if the sun is shining. And one thing I do want to share with the audience, sometimes it quits raining right before the concert and they think we'll be outside. But we have to be very protective of our musicians' instruments.
Right.
And so if it's wet and it could be detrimental to their equipment, we still move inside. But we do have that alternate plan. We'll either be in the lovely Anna Grano Park or we'll be inside with our lovely friends at First Baptist. So it's just a win-win.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Georgia, if someone would like to find out more information about the Arts Council or the Brown Bag Series, how could they do so?
Oh, they may call the Arts Council office at 396-9520.
Georgia Street with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council Brown Bag Concert Series getting started up tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow at Brown Bag.
I'm Jim Cuthbert. I'm at Cross Keys Bank in Monroe. As much as I listen to KEDM, it just wouldn't be fair not to support this station. I listen to KEDM primarily for the news. The in-depth news stories that you get are so much more informative than a little snippet you might get in the newspaper or on the TV news. One of the most positive things I hear from others about KEDM is how much better, how much different our station is from public radio stations in other cities. We have our own local talent here that other stations in even bigger cities don't have. I'd like to invite everyone to listen to my favorite programs, of course, which are Car Talk on Saturday morning, a very popular show. There's Prairie Home Companion on Saturday evening, American Roots, The Folk Sampler. These are shows that I particularly enjoy. If you're listening to KEDM now, chances are you're a fan of the station, and we'd like to have your financial support as well.
To make your pledge, go to kedm.org or call 342-5575.